So last week I was interviewed about the TikTok ban and all the fun things that are being said about that. And I want to talk about that today because I think it's so important as a business owner, as someone who is trying to grow a brand, as someone who's trying to sell things, like as someone who's trying to create impact and get more visible. And first of all, it's not going to be an overnight thing. TikTok is not going to disappear overnight. However, I mean, as far as I know, but however, how many people get kicked off of platforms all the time? How many people lose access all the time? And here's why I'm not going to worry about any of this. Back in 2021, I was having my first like big launch, and I had my ad account taken away for some dumb reason. We still don't know why. It just happened. And I remember having this goal of I wanted 25 people in the launch or to say yes. And when my ad account got taken away, I got scared and I backed off and I said, well, okay, my goal is only 20. I don't think I can do 25 without paid ads. Like, I don't think I can do 25 organically. And so I decided to reduce my goal out of fear. And the only thing that I could do at that time, because it's what I was good at and it's what I knew how to do, is to increase my visibility. So I got massively visible. Like, I was already visible, right? But I went like 10x in visibility, because if you're not going to get my ads and I'm not going to have paid advertising, I'm going to show up like a mofo. Right? Like, I'm going to show up like all over the place. And so I did this and still reached my 25 goal without my ad account. But I didn't think that I could do it. And so anyone who thinks that they can't grow a business without TikTok or without your Facebook group or without your Facebook Meta, whatever, right? LinkedIn, whatever, you absolutely can't. If we are not putting all our eggs in one basket, when we put our eggs in one basket, that's where we get in trouble, right? That's where we become very dependent on the platform versus using the platform as an asset that, and we understand that we don't own. We don't own any of these platforms: TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. You don't own any of them. You can get kicked off any of them. You can go to jail in any of them, right? However, when you have a diversified marketing strategy, that's not a concern. It's an inconvenience, but it's not the end of the world if it happens. So where are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Where are you not building your email list? Where are you so stressed that, oh my God, if I lost this, my entire business would crumble? Like, nothing in your business should have that much control over you. As a smart businesswoman, as a smart entrepreneur, I'm not saying you need to be everywhere, but I'm saying you need to be more than one place. And I'm saying you need to have assets like an email list or an SMS list, right? And you need to have other alternatives besides platforms. Platforms are never guaranteed. Whether they get taken from us or we get kicked out or the government shuts them down. Nothing is ever promised us. They are all free for us to access. Do I recommend doing things like paying for the blue check mark? Yeah. I can't complain that my account gets taken away if I pay for the blue check mark. Now, there are probably people that have gotten it taken away with the blue check mark, but I feel a little bit more secure knowing that I have that on Instagram and Facebook. I feel like it's a safety mechanism, but it's also, if I'm doing business on these platforms, it just makes sense for me to pay that to protect my account to as much as possible. Just like I would always recommend two-factor authentication for every platform that you're on. Like, protect it like the asset that it is, but do not allow it to own you. Do not allow it to rule your world, right? It may go down. You may lose it. You may lose it temporarily, but don't let that affect how you show up for your business. Don't let that affect how you provide for your audience and how you invite them to things and how you share your knowledge with them. Have other avenues, but mainly have an email list. Whether people open emails or not, it's always a form of visibility. When they see your name come through, it is a reminder you are still around. It is a reminder that I'm still here to serve and support you, whether they open it or not. I'm not worried about that. Yes, I want great open rates, but I'm not sitting here stressed out about that. So where are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Where are you relying on one thing more than you should? Where are you not diversifying your platforms? Where are you not cross-pollinating? Meaning, I'm on TikTok. Hey, have you been to my Instagram page lately? Hey, I'm on TikTok. Have you downloaded my free XYZ lately? Hey, I'm on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, but also follow my stories on Instagram because that's where all my best offers are going to show up first. Like, where are we not cross-pollinating and taking advantage of that? I don't think you should be on a platform to be on a platform. I think you should be on a platform like you mean it. I think you should be on a platform like you are being social, which is what every social media platform is. I don't think we should be posting and ghosting, but I do think you should have a presence in more than one place. Be consistent in one place and then add another presence somewhere else. But also, don't be present where you don't like to be. If you absolutely hate TikTok, don't be on TikTok. If you absolutely love being on Pinterest, be on Pinterest. Find platforms that you love and work through that, right? Be consistent there and grow and build on that before you add another platform. It's only going to serve you. It's only going to support you. Stop putting your eggs on one basket because guess what? TikTok may go away, but so may every other platform, or you may go away from the platform if you lost access. It's all going to be okay. I'm proof of that. I lost my ad account. I thought I was going to be like, have the worst launch ever, and it was my best launch ever. So where are you not diversifying? Where are you not cross-pollinating? And where can you improve on your consistency to grow the platforms that you're on and attract more of your raving fans?